Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Is the world famous K-Rock.
Now, when you are told to call K-Rock, you probably think to yourself, why bother? I will not win. Katie in Encino, did you have that thought when you decided to pick up the phone and call us right now?
Actually, I've been calling so much, and today's the first time I called the Tipoli line.
Oh, you called the 323 Tipoli.
Tipoli with an I.
And you snuck through, and look at that, you are the 20th caller.
Oh my gosh.
The power of the Tipoli. Congratulations. Four tickets will be yours. So you can enjoy some Six Flags Magic Mountain. If we call you back, you're going to get that 2027 gold pass for all of next year. So hang tight, all right?
Thank you. Sweet dibbits.
Sweet dibbits.
That is magical. Didn't you just say you never know?
You never know. You never think it's going to happen. Once again, that is a working phone number. It's the only one that works when we don't pay our phone bill. But for the rest of you, you can go ahead and try to use that 323 Tipoli line. Sneak on through. Of course, 800-520-1067. They're supposed to all go to the same phone. Who knows how it works around here. Allie, quick question. Something that we got into yesterday as we spun the wheel of reveal and we determined exactly how you would be doing the gender reveal of your baby that's growing inside of you as we speak. We don't know yet. We've all got our bets placed. We all think we know. But we will find out officially later this week. I think Friday is going to be gender reveal day, but it's all going to be about us getting Johnny in the chopper, because that was the overwhelming crowd favorite, is putting Johnny in the helicopter, and he'll throw something out of it that will determine whether or not Allie's having a boy or a girl. But this guy brings up a good point.
Hey, guys, what's going to be the theme for the gender reveal? Like, I know that one popular theme is, like, touchdowns or tutus or something, but Allie's son already wears a tutu when he's supposed to be scoring touchdowns. Supposedly, right. He scored one, but we've seen definite proof that he's wearing tutus. I don't know.
So that could be confusing. Is there going to be a theme, or are we just going to go with the traditional something pink or something blue?
Something pink or something stink?
Something pink or stink.
You know, I think what could happen is maybe Johnny could throw either hot dogs or hamburgers
out of the helicopter. And that's how we'll know. Johnny, are you ready to go? Because you said yesterday you had no problem getting in the chopper, but now you've said off the air that you don't want to do it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do it, no.
But you said yesterday over and over again, yeah, that's fine, I'll do it, no problem.
Yeah, but it didn't make me feel comfortable doing it, and then I was like, And then I knew you guys wouldn't, like, coerce me to do it, so I was like, all right, like, I can say no.
You scared?
Yeah, most definitely, yeah.
Oh, you're a sky pussy.
Yeah.
Johnny, don't worry, he's also a land pussy.
Johnny, I'll take every name, it's very warranted. So, like,
no, Johnny, hold on. If we put you in the chopper, we have a lead on a couple of choppers. And you just,
and you're wasting your time.
No, hold on.
He's not going to do it.
I don't think
he
understands what we're asking from him. I think he thinks we want him to fly for hours. You're going to hover above, you're going to go above, let's call it the Hollywood sign or something. And you just launch, you're either going to launch out hot dogs or hamburgers. And we'll know whatever falls if Allie's.
Is the hamburger like supposed to be vagina?
That's right.
We can go with a different theme. I'm not married to it.
I think that Allie's right. The blue pink thing's a little played out. The hot dogs are hamburger. And that's, I'm gonna tell you right now, when I went in for the pictures of the second time my wife was pregnant, I think the person literally said, let's see if there's a hot dog or a hamburger down there.
Yeah, and or we could do the theme of money, where if it's a girl, we throw out money. And
75
then if it's a boy,
cents on the dollar.
Yeah, we throw out more money.
So it's just coins if it's a girl, or bills if it's a boy.
People get struck in the head by a dime.
So, Johnny, you're back in now, or?
Got to think about it.
No, he's not thinking about it. He's out.
Right, we have to.
Let's not waste our time.
Friday will be the big reveal day here on KROQ. That's tomorrow. Wow. Bragging rights for you and your entire generation. That's a lot of people that are waiting for you to call in right now and join us for the Return of Generation Wars. Last week, I believe, millennial. No, hold on. Did Millennial finally get the win again? It's been a while. I know Gen X was.
I think it was on the high.
Definitely was not Boomer. If you remember last week, we had that Boomer was rather aggressive.
Boomer Greg, I believe.
Boomer Greg was not happy with the way things went last week in Generation Wars. And I understand why he was upset about it. There was a lot of complaints that went on. And this was just a little flashback to a week ago.
Boomer.
A lot of boomers after the fact, and then he declared that we never called on him, even though he yelled out Boomer first. That was Boomer Greg.
Boomer.
So if you're a boomer and you think you have, what is check the tape, he said. That's right.
He was so mad. He said, I was definitely first, check the tape, which we're unable to do in real time.
This is how he said it.
Do a playback on that.
He was not happy about the way things
went. Pause the live radio show.
He was convinced. So if you were up to the challenge and you're a boomer or a Gen Xer or a Gen Z or a millennial and you think you can answer some questions about your generation and the other ones, we invite you to call us now for Generation Wars.
Do a playback on that.
And we will get into that in just a moment. So once again, looking for all generations, it's open casting at 800-520-1067. Your questions, your bragging rights, and the song of your choosing are all on the line after this quick break on K-Rock.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Gen Xer? Perhaps a millennial? Gen Z? Alpha? A boomer? Perhaps you're a Zennial. You don't believe you belong to any of the actual generations, and you've created your own because of when you were born, and you feel like you can sometimes... you can straddle a few different generations based on exactly where you were. Some people are like, I think Jake is like Gen X through and through.
Oh,
he's
everything
about Gen X. Proud of it.
And stubborn.
Stubborn as hell. And,
always right.
Although people do say that Gen X got all the money before the money was gone. Jake definitely
missed out on that part.
Definitely missed out on.
Lips.
That was the one thing about the Gen X that Jake missed out on. But the other stuff, he's got it all. And then you look at other people, you go, yep, that's a millennial right there. Johnny's a poster child for Gen Z.
Yeah, he is. So he's got the Gen Z stare and everything.
Whatever generation you think you're a part of, it's time for you to prove why yours is the best. It's a fight as old as time. It's time for Generation Wars.
Generation Wars. Hey,
are we busting or what?
You kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy.
Generation Wars.
We welcome to K-Rock and to Generation Wars, representing the generation known as the Boomer. They are born in 1958, and they used to smoke cigarettes, which are back now, by the way. Smoking cigarettes could be a Boomer thing, could be a Gen Z thing now.
I know. Johnny said he has cigarettes at home just sitting on his countertop.
We say hi to Matt. Hey, Matt, welcome to the K-Rock. You are our Boomer today, so please play the game well for all the Boomers listening, all right?
Good morning, yes.
Yeah,
what was your brand of cigarettes? I would imagine no filter involved, right?
Some of that, a little Marlboro, a little Camel Straights, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you quit, since you're a Booner and Boomer, I imagine it was either Cold Turkey or the Patch.
Cold Turkey.
Yep. They did it like that back then. Yeah. They didn't wean themselves off.
No,
they didn't do gum.
They didn't start vaping.
Nope, they didn't switch to vaping or Zyn.
Right. Usually if quit, it was because of cancer.
Yeah.
No, luckily not.
All right.
In my family, that doesn't even stop you.
Matt is, you smoke right through the cancer. That's a Matt right there. He's the Boomer. Matt, if you know the answers to these questions, please yell out Boomer. Wait for Allie to call on you.
Right.
If you feel like you're being treated unfairly, just yell out, tell us to run the playback. We say hi now to our representation from Gen X. This is Veronica. Veronica is born in 1977. Even though she claims she is Gen X, she still struggles with her phone, which is starting to kind of make its way into Boomer territory. But Veronica, welcome to K-Rock. Welcome to Generation Wars.
Hi, welcome. Thank
you. What
is
the biggest struggle you have with your phone on a regular basis?
You know what? Just downloading apps sometimes or trying to post stuff on social media.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all fun to laugh at ourselves. We don't judge here. I'll tell you who will judge you, though. Your millennial and Gen Z counterparts that are battling. We say hi to George from the 310, born in 1983, is a millennial. used to play video games in black and white Game Boy. And I would argue...
Oh, yeah, me too.
That is... when people try to explain how video games used to look, and I know, Matt, you'll try to one-up him and say, I remember playing with the hoop in the street with a stick, and you're going to win that battle.
Play Tetris with actual boxes.
Right. real actual bricks.
We're just moving.
Chris, welcome to K-Rock, and you were representing all millennials. Were you any good at Tetris?
Good morning. Indeed. I was amazing at Tetris. Best in California.
The best in California? Wow.
Like you won a competition?
I did, actually. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, believe it or not. They used to do those things back in the day.
I'm not starstruck often, but you're telling me you won a competition as the best Tetris player in the state of California?
When I was 13 years old, there was a competition using the black and white Game Boy. And I happened to be at it was like a flea market or something, and there was hundreds of kids performing, and I beat the hell out of them.
Wow.
Great.
This is bring back the glory days. I mean, you peaked at 13. It's all been downhill since there, I guess.
That's right. I'm here to rep hard for the millennial gen.
Mm-hmm.
Did the color throw you off when that got introduced to Tetris?
Yeah, that's right.
Tell you, I threw Matt off when the color got introduced. Well, we didn't like that. Right, Matt?
We started out black and pong, black and white.
All right. We say hi to our representation now from Gen Z. This is George, born in 2000. He thinks that he was born in the wrong generation. I'm trying to figure out why you would say that. What is it? George, where do you believe you belong?
I feel like I'm a millennial, man. There's too many genders in this generation.
Too many genders in this generation.
All right, we've offended all kinds of people.
I believe. Hands on your buzzers. The game will officially begin now. It's time for Generation Wars. Here we go. Question one. This was the nickname for the television channel officially called Cinemax because of all of the adult content they would show.
Millennial. Ooh, I heard Gen X.
I heard
first.
Gen X too, barely. Yes, Gen X.
Skinamax
is a correct answer.
Oh,
is that still a thing?
Damn.
I don't know if that's a thing anymore. Hmm. Omar, you would know. Is Skinamax still a thing, Omar? Is it HBO Skinamax now?
I don't know.
Man. We move on to your next question.
Go find out. We'll see you in 5 minutes.
Oh, less, perhaps. Question two. What does it mean if you have tea to spill?
Gen Z.
Oh man! Yeah, you have somebody else's business to tell someone.
Mm-hmm. Gossip is the word you're looking for.
Hot goss.
Yeah, hot goss. I will accept that. Yeah. Gen Z, good job. You have tea to spill. And Boomer remembers when they were spilling that tea right there in the old Boston Harbor, don't you, Boomer?
That's right.
Question number three. It's Generation Wars. This was the name specifically of the device that you would use for math, algebra, and calculus, but you could also play games like Snake and Drug Wars on it. What was it?
Millennial.
Yes, Millennial.
It was the Texas Instrument 83, TI-83.
TI-83 calculator.
Birth name, Texas Instrument 83. This guy is a Tetris champion. TI-83 plus graphing calculator.
You can even program those things to cheat on your test.
That was great. They got banned. I remember when they got banned from school because of the cheating that was going on the TI-83. Man, what a great piece of technology that was.
I remember when everyone got them in classrooms, it was like, whoa, we are in the future.
And when pizza's on a bagel and you can eat pizza anytime, what are you eating?
Pizza bites? Boomer.
Boomer, go ahead.
Pizza bites?
No, I cannot accept pizza bites. Yes, millennial.
Bagel bites.
That is the correct answer. Bagel.
Sorry, boomers.
Bagel bites. We move on. It's Generation Wars right now.
You got it, brother.
It's okay. I like that they get along, but also, guys,
they're just being overly nice to the
Okay,
boomer.
That's all right. I don't have to snap like last time. Your next question in Generation Wars. This Boomer, we're coming your way. Get ready. What safety drills did schools practice to prepare for a potential nuclear attack?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
Boomer.
Air raid. Tuck and drop and tuck.
No. I cannot accept drop and tuck.
Millennial.
Yes, millennial.
You have to get under the desk.
I'm drop and roll.
No, that is fire. That's if you're on fire. You stop, drop, and roll. What is the...
Gen Z?
Yes, Gen Z.
Get into the bunker.
Get into the bunker is a fun one, but also not easy to do.
Rolls off the tongue.
In school. Anyone? 3, 2. We were looking
Boomer,
for
duck and cover.
Yeah, that's the one we were looking for, Boomer. Oh, we can't have you answer twice. The old duck and cover, hiding under the desks, waiting for Russia and or Cuba to drop missiles upon us, I believe.
What the hell is that going to do?
Well, you're right. Good. That's what I would have said if I was a student. I would have said, excuse me, teach, what the hell is this going to do? We got a nuclear...
I ducked and tucked, and now I'm just confused.
All right, moving on, guys. Here we go. What is considered to be the breakfast of champions?
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X. Gen X.
Yes.
Wheaties.
Wheaties is correct. Gen X on the board. Allie, what's the score right now?
Yeah, Gen X and Millennial are tied 2-2.
Wow. Here we go. Moving on. What hairstyle known as the Rachel? What was this named after?
Gen Z.
Yes, Gen Z.
As the Rachel from Friends?
That is correct.
Nice job. Okay, now we have a three-way tie.
Jennifer Aniston. Allie, who's losing Gen Wars?
Oh, that would be Matt the Boomer.
Maybe. All right, moving on, and we go to this next question. It's Generation Wars. If you are skanking, what music are you probably listening to?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Gen Z?
Yes, Gen Z.
It'd be like new rock?
No.
Come on.
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
Hip-hop?
No.
Oh, my God.
Millennial.
Yes, millennial.
Booty dancing.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Man. If you're skanking, you're probably listening to ska.
Goddamn right.
We move on to your next question. In Generation Wars. Here we go. What animal is the official mascot of Energizer batteries?
Gen
X. Boomer. Oof, I heard Gen X first.
Barely, yeah. By a pube.
That's
yes.
Gen Z.
Yes, Gen X.
Replay the tape.
We're not replaying the tape.
Do a playback on that.
No. You're not even in this one. How's that? Where's that guy coming
Gen
from?
Gen X, what is your answer?
Energizer Bunny.
Say what?
Bunny?
That's the right answer. I will accept that. Allie, we only have 4 questions left. Where are we at right now?
Yeah, this is a tight competition. We have Gen X in the lead with 3, and then Millennial and Gen Z are trailing with 2 each.
Okay.
Boomer's still nothing.
We go to your next question. Question in Generation Wars, and we move on. It's another mascot question. This mascot of what product was a white glove with a red nose that was always holding a wooden spoon?
Gen Z. The Helping Hand.
Millennial. Millennial.
The Helping Hand. I cannot accept the Helping Hand. Millennial for the steal. Millennial for the steal.
Hamburger Helper.
That's the one. Hamburger Helper. I know what you're thinking. It's frustrating, Gen Z. I know. We go on. Another food question. Here we go. If someone is having a, quote, girl dinner, what are they probably having for dinner? What would be a girl dinner?
Gen Z?
Yes, with confidence.
Oh, man. Actually, coffee. Matcha.
Matcha. That is not right.
Close down.
Yes, Boomer. Boomer, go ahead. I'd like to hear this.
Wow.
Wine? Wine?
No. It's funny though.
No,
millennial.
It's millennial.
2 raisins and some nuts.
Do you guys not know girls?
Girl dinner is a collection of random items from the fridge, like pickles, cheese, crackers, rather than cooking a traditional meal known as a girl dinner. Mm. It's a very Gen Z term, supposedly. I don't stand for it. I find it to be sexist and unacceptable, but Vanessa loves it.
Well, then there's the equivalent, which is boy kibble.
Right, boy kibble, which is just protein on top of protein on top of protein. Guys, this is it. The final 2 questions. Does it even matter?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does?
Millennial and Gen X both still have 3 points because no one got the point on that one.
All right.
Gen Z, he's got 2 points. Still, potentially, anyone could win.
Who is Captain Kangaroo?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
Well, he was a kid's TV show with Mr. Green Jeans.
That is a correct answer. I will accept that. Okay. Captain Kangaroo, that was a softball for you. And it comes down to this final question, Allie. Can't believe we've been through, burned through so many questions and so much time in Generation Wars. who's up for the potential win right now?
It's between Millennial and Gen X, if they each get it.
Okay, here we go. If you... are gatekeeping a restaurant, what are you doing?
Gen Z.
You're not telling anyone where it is or what restaurant it is.
That's right, keeping it a secret.
Okay, now what do we do? Because we've got a three-way tie.
We have a three-way tie.
Sir. We need one more question.
All right, so I've got the next question, and we're going to say goodbye to Matt the Boomer, who is not eligible to win this anymore. Matt, thanks for playing, and sorry that you didn't win, but I appreciate you getting the Captain Kangaroo question right.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Do a playback on that.
No, we don't need to. It's down to three. Gen X, Gen Z, and Millennial. All battling it out, Allie, with one question. Give me one example of a dirty soda.
Gen Z.
Oh, my God. You got to. I have an idea in my mind of who was first, but you.
I heard the G of Gen X first by a second.
Yep.
Three people could. Hold on. She may not get it. Veronica, go ahead.
Sprite with heavy whipping cream.
I will accept that as a terrible, disgusting beverage that is also known as a dirty soda. That is a right answer. Dirty soda, very trendy with Gen Z, but now it has spanned all generations. Boomer wanted to throw in 7-Up with Ovaltine. Sorry, we already have an answer here. Originated in Utah, dirty soda is made by flavored syrup, splash of creams, half and half, carbonated sodas. Doesn't matter. At the end of it all, congratulations, Veronica. I've brought the glory back to Gen X. Gen X can hold your head a little higher this week.
Everyone did a great job, though.
Victoria, to all of our contestants, I like that. I like a good battle that goes down till the end. And Victoria, in addition to winning in the bragging rights, what song of any of the songs in the history of the world do you think we should play on K-Rock right now for you and your entire generation? Go ahead.
Let's do No Doubt, Sunday Morning.
Here we go.
It's a new one.
This is Dominic Fike, Baby Doll, because that's what was queued up. So, congratulations. K-Rock, we are Clonelli Show. If you'd like to go see John Williams at the Hollywood Bowl playing all of those music anthems that you've, movie anthems you've enjoyed for over the many, many years, from E.T. through Jurassic Park, through Home Alone, I mean, if it was a monster movie that you saw, you talk about Generation Wars. These are songs that meant a lot to a lot of people our entire lives, and you get to watch it all happen before your very eyes underneath the stars of Hollywood at the Hollywood Bowl. And we are looking for you right now to give us a call at 800-520-1067 as Jake the Nerd is going to enter the studio with his recorder and attempt to play you a song. Earlier this week, it all started with Allie, who was playing this on the drums. Clearly, that is from Star Wars.
That's the Death March, the Darth Vader March.
I don't know how that woman got it, but she got it. So that was a success early in the week. The first contestant was able to correctly identify what song Allie was playing, and then it was this one on day number two, Allie. And that was a combination of Vanessa and Johnny performing together, and a caller was able to identify that was the John Williams classic from Jurassic Park,
which I was surprised about. To see that opening sequence with the dinosaurs and everything with Johnny that. And Vanessa's rendition.
It's a little less epic.
Song.
This was yesterday, and this was me with the harmonica. That was so good.
No.
That was yesterday. So
like
today,
I was really cracked out church.
Today, Jake, and that was Jaws. Of course, I don't need to tell you that because it was pretty obvious, but that was Jaws. So today, Jake has another John Williams score that he's been working on for the better part of the show today.
Yeah.
How many hours you spent on this?
Oh, since the beginning of the show.
He tried way too hard. I was like, remember, this is supposed to be funny. He's like, I can't. I was like, okay.
Yeah, because
people get really into it.
Jake doesn't want to be the guy to ruin this streak we've got going. I mean, if we can do a five-day streak of first contestant getting it right every time.
Yeah, if they get yours and you don't get mine, I'm going to be kind of pissed.
Yeah, Jake's going to take this as a personal L, and he doesn't want that at all.
Yeah.
So,
and this is the world's most annoying instrument, the recorder.
Yeah, and do you need to warm up at all? Are you ready?
Also, the number one instrument for pervs.
Yes, it sounds like it. Just play. Follow me to this van, kids. Jake, do you need anything? Anything else? Or are we going to get right into the game?
I'm ready.
Okay. The great John Williams, the maestro of the movies, at the Hollywood Bowl. We'd love to send you there. These tickets ain't cheap, but for you they will be because they're going to be absolutely free if you win. It's happening on September 4th, celebrating the great music and the catalog of John Williams, Hollywood Bowl. All right. Contestant number one. Hopefully that's all we need. This is Alberto in Reseda. Alberto, you're going to hear Jake the Nerd play a song. Let me say good morning to Alberto. Hey, Alberto, welcome to K-Rock. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I don't know, have you heard us do this throughout the week at all or no?
Yeah, I have.
And were you able to identify the songs you were hearing just to get a sense of kind of where your skill level is at before Jake goes?
For the most part, yes, except for yours yesterday with the harmonica.
Right, okay. Thank you.
So, how does that make you feel?
It doesn't matter because the contestant got it right. So here we go. This is Jake the Nerd with the recorder. Let's keep the streak alive.
I'm nervous.
Really?
Why are you nervous? First recorder performance decades.
Are you going to get the nervous poops?
How many poops have you had this morning?
I don't even know. I lost count. I'm trying real hard.
To keep it together.
Whenever you are ready.
All right.
This is now Jake the Nerd.
All right. That's all I got.
Any ideas there?
I actually think I know.
I know. I can hear it.
Allie running behind him in slow motion would make this whole thing come to life. Alberto, it's your opportunity now to shine and win your way into the Hollywood Bowl to see a better version of that same song.
Barely, Brett.
I'm going to guess Jurassic Park.
Come on!
Oh, dude!
Man. Are you kidding me?
Man.
I spent hours on this.
Man, the streak.
I'm the first one not to get it.
The streak comes to
an
end. I
feel like this is the one that's been clearest to me.
I believe it or not, I think this was the best one, too, so far.
Crap.
Beep, beep, crap.
Sarah in Long Beach.
Hello, good morning.
You want to take a shot at what you just heard on K-Rock?
Yeah, was that Indiana Jones?
Yeah!
Congratulations. Sarah, enjoy yourself some Hollywood Bowl. And well played. Hold on 1 second.
But not well played.
Not well played, but also well played. Quick break. Back with some ADD news. More tickets for you to go to Six Flags. And let's go ahead and clear our ears of everything we just heard a moment ago on KROQ.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Find out what's happening in the world together. Take a look at the ADD news. Of course, a lot of concern. Wellness checks for DJ Omar Khan on the GOAT line.
Uh-oh. Omar called off sick by relapse.
Getting the pokey. Omar is back on meth. And he's back on the show. It was a quick relapse, only a day.
Yep.
We've got our theories as to why Omar had to take a day off, but I believe, you know, a lot of people don't know this, Allie, but he tried to follow in your footsteps and run in a 5K, and I think it almost killed him.
Yeah, maybe.
That three miles really put you over. 3.2 to be exact.
He was very proud. He came in very proud of himself on Monday.
Yeah,
did the 5K.
Decent time.
I was number tops of my age group, the whole thing. And then right to the ER on death's door a day later.
Just stop trying to be healthy.
Yeah.
And if you had done meth, you would have run that. You would have beat your time by like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you would have run a whole marathon, dude. It would have been amazing.
Especially running for the cops.
We get into a brand new hour of the show in moments. First, though, let's find out what's happening in the world. With your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
If you're stressed about school, apparently you are not alone, and people are no longer able to handle the pressure of getting good grades. So, what are the options here? Do we give the kids better tools to handle the curriculum and to handle the stress? Or do we just change the curriculum and get rid of grades? The University of Michigan has decided to do exactly that. They're getting rid of grades for the first semester, and they think it'll help all the kids with their mental health.
The University of Michigan is getting rid of some final grades for the sake of students' mental health. The university announcing it's dropping first semester grades in an effort to, quote, curb the mental health crisis faced by many young college students. Now, class results will be displayed as either pass or no credit on transcripts, and students will still receive grades in the class as the semester unfolds, but final grades will not be recorded.
So they think from transition from high school to college, it's too much to have grades right away.
Well, it's funny how
they'll just not.
They don't even use the word fail anymore. Because fail, apparently, is damaging everyone's. Do you know how many times I've heard the word fail, failure, failing? Oh, my whole life.
Red.
Yeah, the amount of red Sharpies my teachers had to go through, just for me.
I just don't understand why. Yeah, like, it's been the same for so many years, right? And we've all had bad grades, bad things happen, and you have that moment where you're like, wow, I suck, I failed.
Oh, yeah.
And then I imagine for a lot of people, then you are better because of that, or you learn to work through that. I don't understand how now nobody can handle that. I did bad.
Right.
I'm a failure. I need to stop. I'm crumbling.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Allie, yes. Pull the clip of Allie saying she's a failure. We'll use that a lot. But the reality is, it's not
like you don't have the tools to handle the failure anymore.
This is the problem: is people can't compartmentalize. They can't say I'm a failure at this quiz or this test or this stupid paper that I didn't really care about. But that doesn't mean I'm a failure in life. And that's all part of, I would think that's maybe the most important thing you get out of going to college is some controversy, some trouble, some, classes. You got to figure out a way to work. I had to take understanding music, which apparently was an easy pass. Someone told me pass fail. I failed it. Had to take it three times.
It wasn't no credit. You failed.
That's probably part of the reason I hate music still.
Right.
I had to take understanding music three times.
You couldn't understand it and you couldn't like it.
And I just assumed I just had to show up once in a while and take a couple of quizzes. I'd be fine. It was not easy. They'd ask me who invented the cello and crap like that. I don't know. I didn't know that.
Some bored grandma,
but
probably.
When I would see fail and I could see my test, whenever they would hand out the papers or whatever, I could be like, oh, mine's coming, because I could see one with red, so much red on it. And that sucks. It's a sucky feeling. Every once in a while, though, I'll tell you, when I would get like an unexplained good grade or something, I would be like so shocked.
It would feel more like a win, right? And think about all the fails we've had just in our careers as well.
Oh, my God, nonstop. On top of it. You have to fail. You must fail.
You really do have to fail. And this, I think it also starts with the everyone gets a medal mentality.
Yeah.
Where, and I see it too with parents. It's like, everything's good try. Everything's great. You tried. You're doing awesome. And it's like, but what if they're not doing awesome?
They didn't
really try.
My kid got a paperback from school. And now they don't do grades at all. They don't do A through F. I remember seeing a lot of Fs and Ds and D minuses and stuff. They got rid of all that. Now it's like 1, 2, 3 or something like that.
What?
I think they do 1, 2, 3. And I don't even know what means what anymore, to be honest, but all I know is she got a paperback.
Google review?
I think it's like 3 is exceeding and 2 is grade level and 1 is trash or something, but they don't say trash. They say like work harder or something. But regardless,
if you really suck it, you'd probably be like, yeah, I'm number 1.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even understand how the system works, clearly, but all I know is she got a paperback or assignment back. It was the lowest possible score, but it still had like 5 stickers on it. And I'm going to myself, you don't get stickers for 1.
Right, and then you don't really think you failed.
Right, exactly. Like, you can't write like do better, wrong, and here's 5 stickers.
Apply yourself. Damn it.
A failure sticker.
Yeah, you don't get these stickers. You got to earn the sticker.
You should get a failure sticker. I don't know where Bumble ranks among dating apps these days, but I imagine that it's a good option for women who don't want to constantly interact with creeps because they're always the first to reach out. But apparently that's about to change. Bumble is moving away from the exact thing that defined them. Their signature rule is going away. So now men can make the first move.
I mush Bumble.
On Bumble, and all users will also be able to respond to messages within 72 hours instead of 24 hours. So I guess there was a time limit before where you had to respond within 24 hours or the message went away.
I haven't been on any of the dating apps, but apparently, just according to the success Jake had on Bumble, Jake is not a lot to look at or to experience, personality-wise.
And he's smashing right now.
He's like beating Bumble somehow. So for anyone out there that is struggling or feeling lonely or desperate, I don't know, maybe you should try that one out because it worked for Jake somehow. I don't even know how that's possible. But I'm not saying worked one time, like worked multiple times.
But it is good for Jake because she reached out first, right, Jake?
Yeah, yeah. You can swipe on people and let them know that you like them or whatever. You find them attractive, but then they have to like message you. Yeah.
Right. So that's good self-esteem booster for Jake, right? That this woman went out of her way to reach out to Jake first. And it's not just Jake perving out and messaging every single woman that he possibly can.
Which is now going to be the switch.
Right.
That's the change.
It's just
going
to be every guy messaging every single girl.
And even then, I talked to numerous women on Bumble, and they told me like the amount of D pics they get is like staggering, even on Bumble.
Yeah, I think what happens
hey,
is...
Hey, you're cute.
I think that the reality is most women are on the defense all the time because you have to be in society and it's a terrible thing. But I think you're constantly thinking, I'm going to get attacked or whistled at or my ass pinched or whatever.
Or and, if I don't F you on the first date, I'm a loser. I'm not worth hanging out with.
And pull that clip. And then the D-picks constantly. I mean, you've got to be on defense. If I knew every... I remember when Omar got that accidental D-pick from the guy that was doing his driveway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he forwarded it to me. It was so jarring.
It ruined
my day. It ruined my whole day. Like I didn't know
and
what
women
to...
women can experience that right from the jump.
Yeah, they get it constantly. I feel so terrible that you have to see that all the time. But it really is a day ruiner.
We'll move on from D-picks to hot dogs.
Finally.
Pink's hot dogs.
It's a nice transition.
It's great. One of the first drunk meals I ever had was Pink's hot dogs, which was followed by my first one-night stand. And people in Japan will soon be able to experience this for themselves because Pink's is opening a location in Japan.
You think they're going to bring the hand dogger?
That's what I was wondering. So I didn't realize they already had locations. They have three in the Philippines, one in South Korea, and then, of course, they have L.A. and Vegas. So the Tokyo location, they said, will offer 15 varieties of hot dogs, and then they'll have burgers, sides, and drinks. But I wonder if it's going to be the same menu items as it is in LA, or if they'll be custom to that city famous people in that area.
We're so much fatter here. I couldn't imagine that they're going to enjoy the Rosie O'Donnell dog that's got 9 onion rings on it and coleslaw. Like, I feel like they would have too much respect to eat that. Like, we'll be like, oh, three of those.
Yeah. Hey, Tokyo, you don't have enough heartburn.
Hey,
let's bring it over there.
Vanessa, check in with Richard Pink. He's still alive, right?
Yeah. I love the hot dog.
Oh, yeah. And maybe see if there's any chance that we can look forward to perhaps the ham dogger making its international. I mean, we created that thing for Pink's. They should, if they're doing a limited menu, maybe they bring our very own ham dogger over to
Tokyo.
And then we can go there for the big opening.
Oh, that would be sick.
That would be so cool if we could go to Tokyo and try the ham dogger.
Because the last time we celebrated the ham dogger was on 420 at Pink's on La Brea. And the concept that we could now celebrate it again going all the way to Tokyo. And Pink's has money. They'd probably fly us over there. I know our company wouldn't do that.
I wonder if they celebrate 420 in Tokyo. We could have a 420 big celebration in Tokyo.
We can make it happen. Vanessa, make all these notes.
Write a note.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.